They are facing multiple charges, including corruption and racketeering. This relates to the controversial multi-billion rand arms deal of the 1990s. And finally, Malawi's Constitutional Court has nullified the country's last elections and has ordered a rerun within 150 calendar days. In an anonymous judgment, the court has ruled that the elections were held in accordance with the law and the rules, the results declared by the country's Electoral Commission can't be trusted. In May last year, Peter Mutharika won with 38.6% of the votes, but his contenders Lazarus Chakwera and Sauls Chalima, who came in second and third respectively, approached the highest court in the land alleging electoral irregularities. Malawi's Constitutional Court has ruled in their favor. Gold is trading at $1,558.52 an ounce. The dollar is at 14 rands 97 cents, 16 rands 59 cents to the euro, and 19.70 to the pound. A partly cloudy Tuesday in store for Gauteng today with isolated thunder showers, a low of 15 degrees, peaking at around 29 degrees in Johannesburg. Top trends on Twitter this morning, Miss Universe, Nikki, Blue Ivy and UKZN. Top story in the UJFM news desk, Eskom says it will continue disconnecting electricity to Soweto residents who do not pay their bills despite yesterday's protest.
Engaging meaningfully with one another. UJFM Sports. UJFM Sports.
And in your sports stories making headlines this hour, UJ stunned at home by iKeys and and Red Bull boss trusts F1 bosses to make the right call on the Chinese Grand Prix. You can expect a full sports bulletin at 6:30.
The UJFM Breakfast on 95.4.
And.
JFM.
That's what you're coming for. But...
Oh my gosh, that was amazing.
We're going to be right. We're going to be all right.
UJFM Breakfast on 95.4.
It's Breakfast in Josie on 95.4.
You know, when I say something, I mean it. These things happen. Yeah.